is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Jack Wagon's Brother McNoise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. We're going to head to Tinseltown here in a moment. We got Cowboys. We got Chargers under the prime time lights. And what really is going to be a road game for the home team. We're going to have oodles of action in that game, which you're going to see a number of Dallas Cowboys fans peppering the stands. But before we get to some of that action, or maybe we are, let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, Lundy, with tickets clutched in hand. What wager plus 100 odds or greater are you rolling on this Manic Monday?
Well, I'm going to throw a name out here that people are about to hear again, because I know it's part of your plus bus as well. Let me go to afternoon baseball, shall we? A little 4:30 Eastern time first pitch as Texas took game one, Texas and Houston. By the way, that moonshot by Bregman, I thought was gone when it left his bat.
So did
Holy
I.
Holy cow. He hit it to the only place in that park that ball was not going to leave the yard. Holy cow, did he smash that baseball. Let's get to this afternoon. So a little three-legger for you with a really nice payday. I just need one hit out of each of these guys. Give me Marcus Semien of the aforementioned Texas Rangers. Give me Jose Altuve of your Houston Astros and Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, yeah.
There's the name that I told you you're going to hear again, because I know Brad's got it coming up. Brad, each of those guys gets me one hit. That's it. That's all I need. With the boost at DK, plus 216.
Oh, get seduced by that juice, the shoulder rolling in full effect.
That is pretty. Altuve, 263 lifetime against Eovaldi. Alvarez is smoking against him. 727 lifetime with a 1263 slugging percentage. It's insane. Altuve, by the way, with his hits, he has 10 of them. 5 have left the yard of those 10. I just want to throw that out there, but all I need are hits with the boost at DK plus 216. And I know you're looking at this game too.
Yes, I am indeed. And I've got one of the same legs that you got. It's on Yordan Alvarez. You got to play a history card here. Again, Lundy already laid it out. 5 for 7. That's insane. Lifetime against Nathan Eovaldi. And hopefully he's going to work deep into this game so Alvarez get multiple chances to register that hit that we need. Look at Yordan Alvarez. He's also batting 350 here in the postseason. 7 for 28 the dish. He's got a hit in 4 or 5 games. The only game he didn't get a hit in was game one in this series. So I think that's going to change here in game numero dos. So I'm going to take that on a leg of the SGP. I'm going to slap that together with Nathan Eovaldi. 3 or more strikeouts. That's all I need. You put those two together with no boost at BetMGM. It is even money plus 100. If you want to build that at DraftKings, you can use that boost to increase the juice and then get seduced by that juice as a result. So either way you play it, whatever your favorite book is, it still should be plus money across the board. Speaking of Eovaldi, he's been masterful here in a couple of postseason starts. One coming against Tampa, the other one coming against the Baltimore Orioles. He is 15 strikeouts and 13 and two-thirds innings pitch. He had a 5-strikeout performance earlier this season back on July 1st against his Houston Astros club. And you look at Montgomery in game numero uno. He had 6 strikeouts in that game pitching for the Texas Rangers. For the battle for the Alamo, part 2, the battle for Texas. I think Nathan Eovaldi will survive long enough in this game to get 3 strikeouts. He may get all 3 in this first inning. Could be uno, dos, tres, straight out of the gate, given how hot he has been here in the postseason. And then Alvarez, got to play that history. At some point, I think he's going to find some green space. So on that two-legger, plus 100 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, Lundy, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Go Beavs! As Zeta Klepperter would say on Live on the Line, she is a giant Oregon State fan. Nathaniel Lundy spent many of his days in Corvallis, Oregon, and has an esteemed degree.
The ones I can remember.
Well, yeah. I mean, you were an exploring youth, shall we say, back in the day. And, of course, you attended Oregon State in your own right. So it's only appropriate. We got to talk some Brandon Cooks. And we've seen some line movement on this. The line is still 17.5 yards on the longest catch. And I'm taking the over. Only available right now at Bet Rivers at -120. Everywhere else, this has ticked up a notch at 18.5. I would still play that because I think he's going to have a long bomb in this game of at least 20 yards. Now, you look at Brandon Cooks. He has yet to eclipse this number this season. His longest catch on the year is only 16 yards. That came against the G-men. He is number 39 in average depth of targets. He only has two deep ball targets thrown from the hand of Dak Prescott this season, but he is number 20 in the National Football League in route win percentage. He gets separation. He gets distance from the defender. And knowing the struggles of this secondary, I think he's got a feast in this game and kind of be an unsung hero. Got to see a lot of Michael Davis more than likely in coverage, who's given up a 138.8 passer rating, 71.4 catch percentage, and the eighth most yards to his assignments. The Chargers as a collective given up 329.3 pass yards per game and 8.34 pass yards per attempt. So for the first time this season, I say Cooks dishes out something quite delectable for those over backers on the over 17.5 yards, longest catch, -120 at Bet Rivers, a fellow Oregon State grad. Fade or follow?
Well, after Saturday night, I think I just have to, right? I mean, after the win over UCLA that happened at Reser Stadium, I kind of feel like I just need to follow him just on straight principle of what happened on Saturday night. It does make me nervous, the fact that he hasn't actually done it so far this season, but you're talking about a Chargers team that's giving up an average of 15.7 yards per catch.
Wow.
So 17 of that, that's the average that the Chargers are getting burned by right now. So I'm okay, obviously, at 17.5. I am okay at 18.5 as well, because I think Cooks might get one that's in the 19, 20, 21 range in this contest. So if Bet Rivers isn't available wherever you are, folks, and you're stuck with the 18.5, I'm still okay with that. I would still play the over.
All for a little thrill. Speed kills with Brandon Cooks.
Number four.
All right, Numero Cuatro here on the countdown. Let's go to a fantasy football favorite, a guy that was likely off the board among the top five overall in your draft, and he's going to be back in action after being on the sidelines for several weeks, and that is the pride of Gunnison, Colorado, in Western State, or Western Colorado now. That is Austin Eckler. Give me the over 4.5 receptions, even money, +100, little baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. Catching passes is kind of the name of the game of one of the most versatile, if not the most versatile, running back in the AFC. That honor of the NFC belongs to a certain guy you might have heard him name, Christian McCaffrey. But still, Austin Eckler built of a similar style and substance. You look at Dallas, number 5 in the NFL. An EPA pass defense that done a really good job defending the edges and across the middle, but that could actually play into the hand of Eckler as a dump down option or somebody that can run some shallow crosses, some quick slant action, and be in rhythm there with Justin Herbert. Dallas has a lot, 4.2 receptions per game, 23.6 receiving yards per game to the running back position, but not a single running back has gone over this as of yet, but streaks, they are made to be broken. Eckler had 4 catches in the only game he saw action in. That was back in week 1 against the Miami Dolphins. But you look at last season, he averaged 24.2 routes run per game. That was numero uno in the NFL. So I think he's going to be a point of emphasis more as a pass catcher tonight than I feel he will be on the ground. So tally it all up. Give me the over on Austin Eckler, 4.5 catches, +100 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
I'm fine with it because of the plus 100, but I like Eckler a lot more in same game parlays tonight than I do on the standalone on the receptions. I would rather take him for, say, 3+ and package it in with some other things than let this one stand alone. This is because you know how much he's going to get used. I like it at plus 100, which means I would make this bet because I'm getting even money on it. But I also would not be surprised at all, Brad, for him to finish right at 4. The question we're going to get to with overall with this Chargers is it Gerald Everett? Is it Austin? Like, who's picking up the slack for Mike Williams being on IR? That's going to be the question. Where are they going to try to dump it knowing that their big man is missing? Because that's the advantage that Mike Williams gave them on this offense was the guy, you know, little pop fly and let him go play 50-50 ball because he's so big. You're not going to have that opportunity now with the Chargers, and they're going to have to figure out where else to distribute the ball. They already distributed enough to Eckler. I think some of it's going to lean towards Gerald Everett personally. I think that's where we're going to see some of it this evening. But I think there's going to be a big-time question as to what this Chargers offense decides to do, missing Mike Williams now with the ACL.
Yeah, and also GameScript's going to play a major factor in this game. Yes. If the Chargers are dealing with any kind of deficit, you know that Austin Eckler is going to flash those mitts. Throw the ball to him, Herbert. Throw the damn ball to him.
Number 3.
All right, Numero Tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with the most salacious NC-17 rated name in the National Football League. Oh, yeah. I'm aroused for Dicker the Kicker. I could just keep going on. Cameron Dicker, give me the over on 1.5 field goals made. And that's plus 110. Correction, update, Lundy, it's now plus 115. At BetMGM. So the juice keeps on climbing, and it's making me keep on climbing in all the right places. So I think Cameron Dicker is going to split the uprights a pair of times. This season, 6-for-7 on field goal attempts on the year. He's gone over this in 2 of 4 games this season. Hey, look at Dallas again. Very stout defensive club on paper. I know they have gone sideways at times this year, but they are number 4 in EPA per play defense. Still, the Chargers have an electric offense. They can move the chains continuously. And as a result, they're going to have some, you know, knocking at the red zone opportunities. If those bogged down a couple of times, Dicker is going to come in and take care of business. A very accurate kicker, to say the least. Matt Prater is the only one that's gone over this prop so far through 5 games against the boys, but I believe Dicker the Kicker will be the second dude to do it. So getting seduced by that juice at plus 115 at BetMGM on the over. Cameron Dicker, 1.5 field goals made. Lundy, fair to follow.
Take it. Take the plus 115. Like this one. This is a solid, you know, we're starting to dabble every now and then in the defense and special teams props, tackles, assists, sacks, things like that. But you want to mess around with some of these kickers as well, because we are seeing some defenses stand up, slow guys down within the red zone. I think yesterday there was one of those bets, you know, where you can do like every game for each team to have a field goal.
Yeah.
Carolina was the only team that didn't do it. Carolina finished with 21 points. They were the only missing out in that Carolina-Miami game was the only game that didn't wind up having field goals. So we're seeing it a lot. We're seeing a lot of settling for the points, unless you're Tyrod Taylor and Brian Daboll. Never mind. Yeah, that was painful at the end of the half. Holy cow, that was bad. And yes, by the way, if you have to show a still shot at the end of the game and ask if it's pass interference, the answer is yes.
Yes.
I just want to throw that out there. If you have to actually put it on social media and go, is this defensive PI? If you have to do it, you already know the answer.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you already know the answer here. Play little footsie. Ooh, that tickles with Cameron Dicker, the kicker.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's get nasty with little Dak Prescott and take the over on 1.5 passing touchdowns. Best juice in the industry right now available at FanDuel Sportsbook. A little bit higher at minus 120, but you compare that to, say, BetMGM, and that is the highest at minus 140. So pretty good line value, juice value on that prop right now at FanDuel, and I'm willing to take it. I think this game's going to be a shootout. I really do. That's why the total's right now in the low 50s. I think it's going to wind up in the mid-50s, so literally, burn his time! I would just take the over on the standard. 51 total in this contest. I look at the Chargers. They are number 26 in the National Football League in EPA pass defense, specifically giving up 8.34 yards per attempt. They have allowed 7 total passing touchdowns. 2 quarterbacks in 4 games have gone over this number against them. And you look at Dallas and you look at Dak specifically, he's only done this one time. That's the only game, you know, he's had just one game with a multi-TD performance, but he is number one in red zone pass attempts, believe it or not. Not terribly efficient in that regard, evidenced by his number 18 red zone completion percentage, but he is way up there in deep ball completion percentage. And maybe that long bomb that you and I talked about, that he we are anticipating he connects with Brandon Cooks, maybe that goes for 6. You got CeeDee Lamb. Ferguson's been heavily involved. Tony Pollard's going to be involved. Michael Gallup is a guy that can get some chunk gains down the field, and maybe one of those crosses a chalk and splashes for a touchdown as well. I don't care how it happens, but Dak Prescott, give me the over 1.5 passing touchdowns and what should be a pew-pew-pew shootout affair, minus 120 at FanDuel. Lundy, fair to follow.
I'll call my shot. I say one of them goes to Pollard and the other one goes to CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, okay.
I'll call my shot right now. I think Pollard winds up receiving one from the red zone. I think he takes it in from, 10 yards out, something like that. And then I always think CeeDee Lamb is a solid option when it comes to touchdown play. Gallup is MIA, but we'll talk about that some other time. So I love this number to be able to take the over. I think this is solid. I think you can include this in an SGP. I think he's getting 2 passing touchdowns against this Chargers defense tonight. I agree with you, by the way, in terms of the early bonus time, I would play the over in this game as well.
Attack the books with some Dak.
Number 1.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's work in a little SGP and to reduce the juice and then get seduced by that juice. BetMGM has a profit boost available for Monday Night Football, and I'm applying that to this particular wager. And here it is on this 2-legger, Austin Eckler, anytime touchdown, and the Chargers on an alt line, a +7.5. That's it. You apply the boost. It jacks it up to +125 at BetMGM, and that is quite attractive, to say the least. You know, Austin Eckler is a touchdown scoring machine. He scored a week 1 against the Miami Dolphins, and I know the Dolphins are a bit of a pushover defensively, more so than the Dallas Cowboys, who, again, rank inside the top 10 on virtually every single EPA defensive category, including defending the run. But Eckler is a jack of all trades, one of the ultimate Swiss Army knives in the pro football game. So he may catch a touchdown. He can maybe run one in as well. He already has 6 red zone touches to his name. That's how many red zone touches he had in week 1. And you look at Dallas, they've allowed 4 TDs in 5 games. So they have allowed a touchdown in 4 games of those 5, and 4 in total this season to the running back position. So given the red zone work, given the multidimensionality, given the fact, too, that Dallas is, above average defensively, but points shall be plentiful. I think Eckler scores, and I think the Chargers, if they don't win this thing outright, they're going to keep it nice and snug and jacking this lineup and building that safety first method in there. +7.5. I mean, they could lose by a touchdown, an extra point, and I still score the cover. So to recap on this SGP, Eckler anytime touchdown, Chargers +7.5. Put those two together and apply the boost at BetMGM. A cool +125. Lundy, fade or follow.
I don't like the I'm very nervous about the Chargers on the 7.5 here.
Really?
Look, Dallas got embarrassed last week, Brad. I mean, fully embarrassed last week. And I think they come out with a little bit of fire. And so I get worried about the idea of this game being in the 8 to 10 point range. So I'm not a big fan of this one because I don't. Frankly, trust the Chargers to be able to necessarily hold this tight. Does Herbert screw up and throw a pick 6? Something like, I'm just, The 7.5 part, the Eckler, you're going to see in my bonus time. I got no problem with the first leg. So if you're with Brad and you believe the Chargers are going to keep it within a touchdown, go for it. I like this one. I like the boost from BetMGM. I used it on a really ridiculous receptions prop that it would take like, we would have to do one podcast just for me to explain what the hell I did with the boost tonight. I might try to put it on the spreadsheet just because then at least you can read it. So I don't hate this one, Brad, but I am a little bit nervous about what the Chargers are going to be able to do because you already pointed it out. You can play this game in LA. It doesn't matter. It's not a home field for the Chargers. True. It is going to it's going to feel like what it felt like for Jared Goff and the Detroit fans yesterday when he was talking about all the Lions fans that were there in the game against Tampa down in America's Wang. So this one makes me a little bit nervous just because I think those Cowboys fans are going to be there in LA, and I don't know about the Chargers holding this within 7.
Well, I will say this. The Chargers on this alt spread, they're 4-0 ATS, plus 7.5 lines, and they're also number 4 in EPA offense. Backdoor, it's always wide open. So that's why I like this SGP. And the door is still open on the Fade 5 podcast because it's bonus time. Lundy, run through that damn door. What else do you like tonight?
Let's roll. I'm going to give you one more for Monday Night Football. I told you I like Eckler for a touchdown. If you take Eckler and Pollard and put them together each for an anytime touchdown, that's plus 132.
Ooh,
so taking a couple of, you know, big time minus odds touchdown guys, pairing them up together. I do think both backs are going to be able to score. I already told you, I think Pollard's taking one in on a reception from inside the red zone. So again, Pollard and Eckler, put those two together. Anytime touchdowns, did it at DraftKings. You're going to get that one at a smoking plus 132. Let me go back to the baseball diamond. Give me Bryce Harper for a walk, Brad. Free pass for Harper this evening, which I could see happening at some point, whether it is, in fact, against Zach Gallen or whether it is when Arizona gets to the bullpen. I will take Bryce for that walk. It's only minus 115, but yeah, I think he's going to get a free pass. And a lot of times the walks, especially for somebody like him that can be patient, you're going to see that up in the 120, 130, 140 range. It's only minus 115 at DraftKings, so I'm going to take that one for the walk. Folks, you know I love it on the ice. Yesterday was boring as hell. There were only two games, and it just sucked. I was so bored. There's 5 on the docket for this evening, and they all are a 7 o'clock Eastern time puck drop. So these are all going to be happening at the same time. Let me start off with a total. Chicago and Toronto, the Blackhawks and the Maple Leafs. Depends on where you look from a book standpoint. Some of the books have this at 6.5. BetMGM actually has it up at 7, and I'm playing the under at a minus 135. Obviously, I'm going to run the risk of a push on this one and get my bet back. I do like it under the 6.5. I think the goals are going to be a little bit at a premium between these two teams, but I'm actually going to play it at BetMGM just on the off chance that I get a push at 7 and I get my money back. So minus 135 is what you can get that at BetMGM. It's minus 140 something over at DraftKings. A 3-legger here for you as we go through bonus time on the ice. Give me Toronto on the money line. I do think they are going to beat the Blackhawks. Give me the New York Rangers on the money line at home against the Arizona Coyotes. And then give me the Florida Panthers on the puck line. So Florida plus 1.5 against New Jersey. There's some value here. I actually sprinkled a half unit bet on Florida to win straight up. And the reason why is you're talking about the team that, I still think they've got a kind of a nasty hangover from losing the championship last year, from losing the cup. They've started 0-2, but this team I think is better than that. And so I could see them actually finally get their first win and do it on the road here against New Jersey. But just in case, I'll take them on the puck line at plus 1.5. So if you do Florida plus 1.5, Rangers money line, Leafs money line, put all that together, plus 204.
Wow.
Kings, I like that one. And finally, a couple of guys that have been hot to get the season started. This is a 2-legger. All I need from them is a point. Let's go with Chris Kreider of the New York Rangers. He's got 4 points in 2 games so far. And then speaking of Florida, give me Alexander Barkov for a point as well. He got 2 assists in the game on Saturday for Florida, but this is the guy that was number 2 on the Panthers in points last season. He's just, it's a little bit slow, but I think they're going to come in bunches. So the fact that he had a couple of apples on Saturday, I think he can do it again. He had 55 assists last year in 65 games, to give you an idea. So those two guys, each for a point at DraftKings, we got it at a plus 134. And then I told you, I've got this weird freaking receptions one that I put together at BetMGM that's got, hold on. One, two, it's got five legs. So I don't even want to bother trying to deal with that here on the pod. I'll put it up on the spreadsheet. Make sure you're following me at Nate Lundy. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, paint me intrigued by that little parlay action. Speaking of parlay action, it's Team Huevos time. It's not exactly Huevos Gigantes, but I need a sinking winner. Here is a parlay play on Monday Night Football. And I think Lundy is going to absolutely love this because it feeds into his belief on Tony Pollard. Leg numero uno, Tony Pollard, three or more receptions. Leg numero dos, Tony Pollard, 20-plus receiving yards. And leg numero tres, Austin Eckler, 3-plus catches. That's it. Very simple, very achievable, plus 120 at BetMGM. But if you apply that boost for Monday Night Football on this wage, you can get that juice even higher. To give you a little bit more background on Tony Pollard in particular, you look at the Chargers. They have about 6.8 receptions and 54.5 receiving yards per game. Two opposing running backs. A pair of running backs have gone over this against them this year. Pollard's running a ton of routes, 16.2 per game. He's caught 86.4% of his passes, and he has achieved this a couple of times, both thresholds, in five games. If I believe this game is going to have a ton of shootout appeal, I think Pollard's going to be heavily involved as a pass catcher. So three or more receptions, 20 or more receiving yards for him. Those first two legs, and Eckler, 3-plus catches. That should be a Dominique Wilkins windmill old school slam dunk. That one should hit and may hit in the first half because of his heavy involvement. Remember, no running back last season ran more routes than Austin Eckler, and a guy that was very busy as a pass catcher in week one against Miami. So he's going to pick up where he left off. So to recap, Pollard, three more catches. Pollard, 20 more receiving yards. Eckler, three more catches. Plus 120 at BetMGM. Elsewhere here on the Monday Night Football action, let me work in another bet on Brandon Cooks. If I think he's going to, you know, have like a 20-yard reception this game, just take the over receiving yards. That number has climbed up. It opened at 34.5. That's where I grabbed it at BetMGM. It's now 36.5. Pretty much universally across all of the sports books that are out there. Again, a guy that's really underachieved this season, but it's all about taking advantage of that matchup against Michael Davis. And to recap, 138.8 passer rating allowed, 71.9 catch percentage surrendered. That is what Davis has given up. The fact that Cooks gets that separation, wins those routes, and two, the Chargers give up nearly 330 pass yards per game and the ninth most wide receiver yards, and they've already had their bye week too, so that's been baked into this, and they're still top 10 most yards allowed to wide receivers. That plays into Cooks hitting the over on 36.5 receiving yards. Elsewhere, let's do another SGP, Lundy. Keenan Allen, 6-plus receptions on leg numero uno. CeeDee Lamb, leg numero dos, 5 or more receptions. And Jake Ferguson, 3. I just need 3 or more receptions. That's it. That little 3 that gives plus money, plus 110 available at BetMGM. You know what Keenan Allen has done. All he does is catch stinking balls. He's done this in 3 or 4 games. Remember, he had an 18-catch game a couple of weeks ago. He has seen 31% of the team target share. He's going to do some serious work against Lewis out of the slot, who's given up a 116.7 passer rating to his assignments. Meanwhile, with CeeDee Lamb, he's not seen as much of a volume at 21.7% team target share, but he's got the 6th best catchable target rate of any wide receiver in the NFL. He's going to go against Taylor primarily out of the slot, who's only given up a 52.4 catch rate to his assignments. But Lamb, again, game, if I believe there's going to be a lot of points scored. Let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. CeeDee Lamb is going to be a busy dude, so I just need 5 catches. And then Ferguson should easily get this. This could happen in the first quarter, quite frankly. You look at the opposition and the Chargers, they have really struggled defending pass-catching tight ends this year. So Ferguson, who's been heavily involved, seeing 17.3% of the team target share. That's nearly 6 targets per game. He's already done this 3 times this season. I think he gets at least 3 receptions. So we got to recap. Keenan Allen, 6 or more catches. Lamb, 5 or more catches. Ferguson, 3 or more catches, plus 110. available there at BetMGM. And last wager on defense. Let's look at an IDP player, Derwin James Jr. I think it's going to be a tackling machine in this contest. I'm going to take the over on 6.5 tackles plus assists, -120 at DraftKings. He has done this in 2 or 3 games he's played in. Now, granted, there's a little bit of risk here because he's coming off a soft tissue issue. That is a hamstring. But he's practiced. He's ready to go. He is going to be in the lineup. He plays safety, and he's all over the field. He can play and creep in the box as a run stopper or wrap dudes up in the open field, down the field. And he is going to be a guy that is going to be, I think, taxed often in this game because Dallas is going to attack vertically. The Chargers are number 28 in drop back EPA defense and plays well in his opportunities to wrap guys up after the catch of the open field. If you go back to last year in 15 games, including the playoffs, he hit the over on this 11 times. So Derwin James over 6.5 tackles plus assists, -120 at DraftKings. All right, we are out of time here on the Fate 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly, and drop us a rating and or review. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Go to give it to you. Or the Twitter. Check out Lundy, and hopefully he's going to post that ridiculous SGP that he has been teasing the entire show. I got to see it. At Nate Lundy on a spreadsheet there. I do the same damn thing at Noisy Huevos for the splendiferous Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.